from the CBS Bay Area studios. This is KPIX 5 News.
Now at 6 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, a teenage girl killed in San Francisco. What police just told KPIX 5 about her death.
Pulaski's been missing nearly a month now. How the search for a missing East Bay runner is heating up tonight.
And more mask mandates looming across the Bay Area this weekend. Why some store owners say new rules could kill their business.
Plus, the new support this evening for the Bay Area's Asian community.
We'll begin with a live look at San Francisco, where police are looking for the person who shot and killed a teenager. Thanks for joining us this evening. I'm Brian Hackney.
And I'm Juliette Goodrich. Officers say shots rang out around 6:45 last night on Bertha Lane in the Bayview. Two women were taken to the hospital where doctors tried to save a 16-year-old victim, but she died. A 45-year-old woman was treated for minor injuries.
We don't know if it was targeted or if it was random. What we do know is that a 16-year-old female lost her life last night in the Bayview due to gun violence. And that's why it's so important for anybody with any information to come forward.
This is a developing story. We will keep following it and bring you updates both on air and online at KPIX5.com.
New at 6, Belmont police are asking for help finding a missing mother and her 3-year-old son. 36-year-old Ana Duarte and her 3-year-old son Ian left their San Mateo home yesterday at about 11 in the morning. They were on their way to visit family on E Street in Belmont. Her car was found parked there, but both Ana and Ian have not been seen since. Police say her family believes that she may have left Belmont with her ex-boyfriend, 37-year-old Isaias Aleo Hernandez. He's got a white 2007 Nissan Versa. The plate number is up there on your screen. You're asked if you see them or have any information to please call police. Against the coronavirus, and more than 80% of the country living in an area deemed to have high or substantial COVID transmission rates. Here in the Bay Area, the county seeing the highest positivity rates. Still Contra Costa County at 7.7%, just below that Solano, followed by Alameda with 5.3% and San Francisco following close behind. As a whole, California's transmission rate is at 6.4%. This comes as about a third of the state is still not fully vaccinated. This evening, some doctors are saying getting the vaccine is a matter of life and death.
Delta virus is much more infectious. For those who are unvaccinated, it's more deadly. And for those who are vaccinated, they're protected. So we all need to get vaccinated.
Some progress is being made. The CDC reports the pace of vaccinations picking up, especially in some of the states that have the lowest rates.
As cases surge once again, health officials are debating more mask mandates. Two Northern California counties are already requiring face coverings no matter what your vaccine status. This despite some people saying they're done with masks for good. Reporter Heather Jansen with why mandates could drive business elsewhere.
You got to do what's right for you.
Enjoying an afternoon in Roseville, Brian enjoys not needing a mask.
I think it should be up to the choice of the person. If you want to wear a mask, then wear it. If you don't, then don't.
An attitude some people have at this stage in the pandemic, not wanting a mandate for all. Masks back again in Yolo and Sacramento counties. And economic experts say these mandates may mean a financial hit for businesses there.
Restaurants, you know, the leisure and hospitality industry, because they rely so heavily on crowds coming in and being indoors for business.
Sanjay Varshney says as the Delta variant spreads, many may choose to stay home altogether.
People will just shift their business someplace else.
And others simply may not want to wear a mask again. Like Placer County, Al Santos at Gooseport says he's not seen a change in business yet, but he did in the past when Roseville saw fewer restrictions.
We had a lot of Sac County people come up because we were open, and that really helped our business.
Thousands of people in Oakland rolled their sleeves today to protect themselves against the virus. Those 12 and older got vaccinated at a free pop-up clinic put on by Kaiser Permanente and Beebe Memorial Cathedral. Healthcare workers also handed out backpacks and school supplies to families.
Really excited to get the vaccine into the arms of the folks who need it in communities that have been affected more by COVID-19, and also make sure our youth are ready to go back to school with some school supplies.
And anybody who got a shot also got a $25 Target gift card.
Well, in less than 2 weeks, many students are heading back to campus again, but one East Bay school district doesn't have enough teachers to fill their classrooms. So the Mount Diablo Unified School District is holding a two-day job fair in Concord. The district needs to hire 30 teachers and 100 staffers. Some jobs include a $1,500 signing bonus. The district's second job fair will be held on Wednesday, August 4th.
Well, traffic is moving again along 580 just west of Livermore. A little bit of a brush fire forced emergency crews to shut down a few lanes of traffic. Flames broke out just after 1:30 this afternoon. Fire crews were able to get control of the burn about 30 minutes later, but not before it scorched at least 15 acres. Video shows what drivers saw as they got stuck in traffic. No word on what began that fire. New at 6, a well-known TikTok star died from his injuries Saturday morning following a shooting at a California movie theater earlier this week. 19-year-old TikToker Anthony Barajas was shot in the head at a screening of The Forever Purge in Corona on Monday. His friend, 18-year-old Riley Goodrich, was also shot in the head and died at the scene. Vigils were held for both victims today. Friends remember Goodrich at her prayer vigil.
Yeah, it's pretty upsetting, yeah. Like, I mean, I knew her for only 2 years. And I felt like she was just so welcoming to people and just super nice.
Everybody was here, a lot of friends, family, and it made a really big impact.
The suspect, Joseph Jimenez, now faces two first-degree murder charges in addition to armed robbery. 21-year-old Jimenez is being held on $2 million bond.
On to the fire watch now. After the Dixie Fire exploded 20,000 acres in just 24 hours, growth slowed down today, and some evacuation orders were lifted. It is a much-needed respite for fire crews who have battled the flames for weeks. However, fire crews fear this could be just a lull in the fight against the flames. Containment is still stuck at 24%. The flames have torched over 240,000 acres. That's an area 8 times the size of San Francisco. More than 10,000 structures are under threat right now. The good news, firefighters have beefed up most of the western perimeter of the blaze that sits near populated areas of Butte and Plumas counties. Fun Fest happening right now in the Sonoma County area. It features plenty of carnival rides and fair food. Each day will feature 2 concerts. The fair is a little smaller this year due to the health guidelines, but you still have time to catch all of the fun. Summer Fun Fest runs through August 8th. It closes on Monday and Tuesday.
In Nevada, their mask mandate goes into effect this weekend as COVID cases continue to rise there. In Las Vegas, hotels are requiring guests to mask up. And they're posting signs reminding guests that the masks are once again required, regardless of vaccination status. See, a number of tourists are following the mandate. In New York, Broadway announced that it's taking safety measures against coronavirus. You will need to wear a mask and provide proof of vaccination inside the theaters. The requirement will go into effect in a few weeks as theaters prepare to open again. This move coming after Actors Equity Association announced it will require cast and crew members to be fully vaccinated.
The arts create the city of New York, and people live for the arts. So it's been a very sad and a very disheartening thing to not have those things that bring us joy for our city and for our community.
Safety protocols for the theater will continue until at least the end of October.
Looking live out at Capitol Hill, the clock is ticking down to the nationwide eviction moratorium expiring at midnight tonight, and now anger and frustration are mounting. More than 3.6 million Americans are at risk of eviction as the moratorium comes to an end. On Thursday, President Biden announced he would allow the eviction ban to expire. Now, several Democratic lawmakers slept outside of the U.S. Capitol last night in protest as millions of Americans were about to be forced from their homes. Congresswoman Cori Bush slammed her House colleagues for adjourning for August recess without taking action.
This is our way of saying, hey, House leadership, reconvene us like we're still here. Do something. We can't take vacation right now.
Bush wrote an emotional letter to her fellow lawmakers saying that she's been evicted three times herself and forced to live in her car. She said she refuses to stand by while millions are at risk. And here in California, Governor Newsom signed a law extending the state's eviction moratorium through September 30th. Right now, the Sacramento History Museum is reeling from a smash and grab after some thieves stole Gold Rush artifacts. A door to the museum was boarded up with plywood today. Police responding to the museum this morning after an alarm was tripped. They found several damaged display cases. Museum workers say the thieves made away with gold artifacts related to the Gold Rush era.
It was kind of a mess. We found things on the ground. We found things around the display. So we found quite a bit of the things that would have been in the case. So we're still determining what was actually taken.
Police are investigating, and they believe the thieves were in and out of the museum in about 3 minutes.
To the Central Valley now, one very special man celebrated a very impressive birthday today, prompting a community in Stockton to come out to honor one of the oldest living Marines on record. You might remember Major Bill White, the retired veteran, was sent hundreds of thousands of Valentine cards from all over the world in 2020. Well, he has now turned 106. And to celebrate, he was honored with an honor guard, flag ceremony, and friends and community members showing up to salute the American hero with four generations of his family by his side. And Bill says, and you're going to want to listen to this, that one of his secrets to longevity is to just keep breathing.
I'm alive. Can't complain. I can't explain it. It's unexplainable.
Just turning 106, that's a great achievement. I mean, I would only hope to make it, you know, half as long.
Not very many people lived 106.
For sure. Bill's daughter says his positive attitude and his love for people keeps him going.
Oh, I love that story. It was a preview of what's to come as several unfinished floats went for a test run ahead of the 2022 Tournament of Roses parade. Reporter Joy Benedict has more on the early inspection.
It was the purr of the engine that brought a small crowd to Irwindale, a chassis of carefully welded metal that will eventually hold the blooms and the hearts of those watching.
It's good to kind of get that extra breath of air just to, like, okay, we did this again. And
it's the first sign that the 2022 Tournament of Roses parade is on the path to completion.
It has to fold down to 16 feet, 6 inches, and 60 seconds.
Tim Estes started Fiesta Parade floats in 1988, an award-winning master of design and innovation. But there was one thing even he couldn't fix.
I'm just one story of the hundreds of thousands of stories in the United States, but, I mean, I lost 100% of my income for a whole year, so it's been real tough.
With last year's parade canceled, he laid off 30 employees during the pandemic.
Sometimes I sit at my desk and I'm not sure how I got this far. I'm borrowing money and using my own personal money, and I've done everything I could to try and keep the business alive.
But this morning is about progress. With half his employees back, they were able to weld three of their first floats, already designed in detail, as nine technical inspectors took them for their first official test drive.
They're glad to be back, and I'm glad that we're finally doing something.
So in this first test run, inspectors are looking to make sure that the engine runs and that the driver can communicate with the observer. They're trying to make sure there aren't any mistakes come parade day.
And that was Joy Benedict reporting. Typically, tests run like this. They don't usually get much attention, but after more than a year of the pandemic, people say in the area it's a sense that things could return to normal.
Yeah, let's hope so. There's a new limited edition tequila on the market, and its bottle contains 24 karat gold. This is Tequila Clase Azul's newest release called Clase Azul Gold. The decanter has a black ceramic base with a 24 karat gold trim. I'm not doing a commercial. The agave on the bottle is painted in gold as well. The inspiration comes from sunset when light and darkness touch. Only 6,000 bottles will be sold. The price tag is $300 and worth every penny.
Say that again. All right, let's take a look now at the two lakes in Argentina. They've turned pink. Local environmentalists fear that the unexplained phenomena could be caused by pollution. Now, the lakes are located in an undeveloped area in the Patagonia region of Argentina. Local environmentalists believe pink shrimp dye caused the color, the pink chemical used to preserve prawns for export. So local and environmental officials are investigating the cause.
A stranded orca on an Alaskan beach is free once again. The whale spotted by a nearby boat on Thursday morning. See it there. The crew on the boat used a seawater pump to keep the whale wet. And by Thursday afternoon, the whale was able to ride the high tide and get back out into the water. They are, though, trying to figure out if the animal had any injuries.
Thanks for watching us. We'll see you at 11 o'clock.
Until then, the news continues on KPIX.com for now. Good night.